On March 21, 1882, Gilbert M. Anderson, the first Western movie star, is born in Little Rock, Arkansas. He was better known as Bronco Billy, the name of the Western hero he played in over 300 short films. Anderson was the first Western movie star. Furthermore, he played several small parts in one of the first movies ever made, The Great Train Robbery in 1903. Anderson won a role as a bandit in the film after telling the director he could ride like a Texas Ranger. When it became clear that Anderson could hardly get on a horse, he was made an extra in the movie and played several minor parts. Later that year, the 10-minute movie received an enthusiastic reception from the public, and Anderson decided to make a career in the promising new business of telling stories in moving pictures. Anderson moved to Chicago, which was becoming a minor movie-making center. After a few years of directing and occasionally starring in movies produced by others, Anderson decided to create his own production company. He formed a partnership with old friend George K. Spoor in 1907. They created the S&A Company, which would later be credited as one of the best of the early movie studios. At first, Anderson made comedies, but then he remembered the brilliant success of The Great Train Robbery, so he eventually turned to Westerns. He was one of the first movie producers that realized the public needed a central character in the movies, a star, so to speak, on which they could focus their attention. In 1909, there were no movie stars and stage actors were reluctant to risk films. Anderson decided to become the star himself, creating the character, Bronco Billy. In 1909, Anderson released his first Western, Bronco Billy and the Baby. It was an enormous success and convinced Anderson that he should stick with Westerns starring the Bronco Billy character. Over the next 5 years, Anderson made over 300 short one or two reel movies featuring Bronco Billy. Physically, Anderson was not especially handsome or dashing, but audiences loved him for his courageous virtue and bravery. In 1915, Anderson released his last film in the series, Bronco Billy's Sentence, and thereafter turned to writing. A few years later, he attempted a comeback, but by then, the Western field was dominated by more dashing actors like Tom Mix and William S. Hart. He did make comedies for several years before retiring. He was later recognized and honored for his pivotal role in the development of the Western movie. In 1965, he made a cameo appearance in a modern Hollywood Western called The Bounty Killer, his first talking picture. Anderson died in his sleep on January 20, 1971, at the age of 88.